That's right, everybody. Welcome to a new edition of the Nerd Hour.
It's new.
Brand new and late.
Shockingly.
Cornax in the not chat, but via Skype, because his laptop took a shit, says, "The Nerd Hour's ability to start on time, hashtag things better than LFTM." That's right.
Woo-hoo!
I would like to point out that we will be doing something soon to prevent stuff like this happening. We'll just say, you know, there was some production stuff having to go on for Brain Stew, plus Ariel was at work, so...
No. I was at a friend's house.
All right, I was trying to cover for you, so that it wouldn't
fine.
Sound as bad.
I want to be honest.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to be like, yo, I was at work. Like, no, I was at a friend's house, right. And I left late, and then I had to go back.
I was covering for you.
It's fine. It's not a big deal.
All right. Yeah.
I don't think it's a big deal.
And Dennis, not overmodulated at all, because I figured, one thing I figured out to do now, being that I've been an attention whore, well, radio whore, but attention whore too, the past 2 weeks and calling into multiple shows, is I realized the volume settings on my computer were different from when the board's not hooked up to when the board is hooked up. Ergo, when the board's hooked up for all that time, the volume was at 100%. So, the volume is probably going through louder, and thus probably creating a lot of the echoing and shit.
Ooh.
So, hopefully, it should be smooth sailing from here out, because it hasn't been smooth sailing tonight. But, we're going to start off by making a nice little announcement. A cool announcement. Because, this happened yesterday. And, confirmed, again, for about... What's this now, like the third or fourth straight year that more like radio is, well, you know, the Nerd Hour mostly, are getting into Comic-Con for free?
Yes. We get to do awesome shit and go to Comic-Con.
We're going to do awesome stuff, and we're going to have other stuff planned, too. Me and Dave from Cousin Joe are actually going to do some man-on-the-street type stuff. So.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I will just be wandering around.
You'll be wandering around, basically.
I don't really contribute. I don't know.
You're going to this year.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going.
I contribute by informing everyone that we have a radio station.
I'm gonna put you on an interview.
Oh, good.
That's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Like, and I'll try to make it someone that you would want to interview. Don't worry, I'm not gonna.
Oh, wait, yeah. As long as it's somebody I want to interview, I'll handle it.
As funny as it would be, though, to stick you with Hulk Hogan.
I don't. Have any questions? I don't know. I know you're in that Three Ninjas movie. You want to talk about that?
I was if I do interview Hulk Hogan, by the way, the initial
Megan Mountain.
Yeah, the initial idea was for me to have Dark Fox of Mark at Radio Wednesdays 11 to 1 actually write the questions, because you're not a wrestling fan, so I'll just sum this up in a nutshell. Dark Fox hates Hulk Hogan with a fiery, burning passion. Because Dark Fox used to be a big fan of the wrestling organization TNA. And he hates the direction Hogan's taken it to because it's so unwatchable. He refuses to watch now. Like, he was a fan of for years. Wait. Why are the speakers going to blow? What's happening?
I don't know either.
I don't know if someone's volume's too high.
Is my volume too high?
Yeah, is anyone overmodulating, or is it just loud?
Maybe it's just loud. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe, maybe what I'll do is turn this down a bit.
I know, because overmodulated equals sarcasm.
Oh, well, thanks, Dick. Sorry, I'll just... Alright, is it better now, guys? Is it a little better now, at least? Or is it... You know...
Little help would be nice.
Yeah, a little help here.
It's better. Yes.
All right, better. Good. All right, so again, I'm prefacing. I was going to have Dark Fox ask Hulk Hogan the questions, because I feel that would be hilarious.
Yes, it would.
And I'm finding the questions he suggested now, because they're fantastic. Even Cornax had some good ones, too. Since you don't watch wrestling, even though there are some people who do watch it in chat... I will point out that Hulk Hogan has a reputation for not putting people over, killing their finisher moves by kicking out of them, for just being an overall asshole. Mm-hmm. So, Now, here are some of the questions that he's already submitted. Now, when I say AJ, I mean AJ Styles for the wrestling fans. You don't know, so it's all good. How do you feel knowing that AJ Styles, a guy who bleeds TNA for well over a decade, would rather work for Vince than you? Also, are you familiar with the phrase, rats fleeing a sinking ship? Cornax then goes, how do you feel knowing that your daughter's fake tits are smaller than your natural ones?
Ha ha ha.
Now, in this next question, Linda, as in Linda McHogan, not Linda McMahon, why are we supposed to hate Linda when you're the one banging, when you were banging everything with a hole to stick it in from 83 to 94 and burying everyone with no selling their finishers? Cornax, how does it feel to know that John Cena is more well-liked among smarks than you? And then the big one that I would ask last, because Dark Fox said, and if you really want to get escorted out, how's Todd Clem these days? Todd Clem is... he's Bubba the Love Sponge. Bubba the Love Sponge is a shitty radio show host.
I don't know.
He's a shitty radio show host who was friends with Hogan. And I don't know if you heard about a Hulk Hogan sex tape a couple years ago.
Maybe.
He had one, and it was with the ex-wife at the time of Bubba the Love Sponge, a.k.a. Todd Clem. And it became a bitter lawsuit, so they're obviously not friends anymore. That's why Dark Fox wanted me to ask that. Now, another interview I'd like to get, just because, it would be huge for the Nerd Hour, or Brains Do. Sylvester Stallone. Probably won't happen.
No.
Because, like, they'll probably look at my email and laugh me out of there, like, we've heard this stuff said on your show after Chip doing a background check. It's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe Hit Girl? Probably not.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try, because I don't care. I'm awesome like that. Bulk and Skull from the Power Rangers are pretty likely. I might not even have to call a representative.
No.
I could probably just like, hey, Bulk and Skull, you're not doing anything. There's no line here. Want to do an interview? and then there's Jason David Frank, the Green Ranger.
Yeah.
So...
Power Rangers!
Cornax, don't patronize me, Harpy.
Oh, also Western Record was like off topic. I rewatched Dollhouse over the past few weeks and it was mostly awesome. Just felt like cheering. Well, yes, Dollhouse is an excellent show.
Because it's Joss Whedon and he does everything well.
Yeah, but I mean, I would argue that it was the weakest out of all of them, but it's still a good show.
Yeah, but again, his weakest is better than a lot of people's best.
Oh, yeah.
So there's that.
Yes.
Oh, man. I'm looking at the guest list is nowhere near what it's going to be by the time October hits.
Nah. Like,
they're going to add a fuck ton of people down the road.
I just need to know what day you actually require me to be semi-normal so I don't cosplay.
You can cosplay for the interviews.
Really? I don't know.
Yeah, you're not going to... Come on.
Like Lois Lane, be like, I'm here about the scene.
Why do you think... Like, why are you so worried about that?
I don't know, because I just feel like it doesn't look... It's not, like, professional, but then I'm like, I don't know. It doesn't matter, because then G4 does it all the time. Or did.
G4 does it all the time. I'm pretty sure you can.
I know, I just feel like maybe it's not professional, but I'm just like, meh.
And now they're saying you're kind of overmodulating, so we'll have to fix that. Just lower your send a little bit. Bear with us, guys. This is the first time I've hosted a Nerd Hour in years, probably, or a year. So my settings aren't up to what they used to be, because it's been a while. Like, I don't have everything in the folder. Well, I do have it, I just don't know where the folder is, and it wasn't on iTunes. Because, can I point out, iTunes is a cunt?
Hmm.
Wow, you got really bassy.
Oh, I think I hit the wrong microphone.
Oh. Yeah, I'll just say the Apple's...
Do I sound better now?
Say something again?
Do I sound better now?
They'll say in a second whether you do or not. So... I had iTunes. I had everything on iTunes. I had all my music, and Western Echo said, yes, you sound better now. All my music was on there. All my production pieces, most of which were old, and I still got to download new ones for More Like Radio, mm-hmm. because some of them are just old, and some of them still have shows that aren't on there anymore, so I got to get new ones, or even record new ones. That could be a possibility, too. So... So when I went to, but iTunes deleted everything from its from the library.
Shit.
So, so now I went. I thought I put everything back in there, but apparently not, because none of the production pieces are in there. Because iTunes is such a douche. When you download an update, which is what I probably did, it deleted every, it deleted the library. Mm-hmm. Even shit that I bought on iTunes, I had to put back on there. Thank God that shit's in a folder.
Yeah.
Because, holy shit. You know, like, that, and that shouldn't be the case. An update shouldn't delete your whole library iTunes, and you wonder why you've got such a sterling reputation with people in general who aren't Apple fanboys, I should point out. That's why your reputation is so good among non-Apple fanboys, because you pull shit like that, and you make it so that if you have an older version of the operating system, you can't get a newer version of Skype. So whenever
you can't
someone
fucking do anything.
So whenever someone calls BrainStew, we've got to do the whole putting someone on hold because Apple is that anal retentive about not budging one inch.
Oh yeah,
it's ridiculous, and that's why Windows and Microsoft are better than Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Like Apple, the only reason I would get an Apple Mac, like a MacBook, is once I'm doing the filmmaking school, when I eventually get into that, which is
because you actually require that operating system.
Yeah, they require that operating system because that's what everyone uses. That's the only reason I would buy a MacBook Pro or a Mac Pro. And I would buy the MacBook and then wait to buy the Mac Pro until I get a student ID so I can get it cheaper, because the shit's expensive. Because even though their internals are decent, and the operating system decent, but they're just such pains in the asses, they gotta overprice everything.
Here's $4,000 for this paperweight.
Yeah, exactly. Like, a MacBook is double the price of a similar laptop. You could build a better laptop for less money than it would cost to buy that, but because of what I want to go back to school for, I have to eventually invest in a fucking Apple MacBook.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I'm just annoyed at Apple right now.
Ah, yes.
And Lenovo. Fuck Lenovo in the mouth, too.
Why would you even buy a Lenovo?
If you remember,
they have Linksys. They didn't even have, like, a real...
Remember when I went to Best Buy to get a laptop that a couple years ago?
I don't know. That one time? I don't...
It was on the way to a comic run. But anyway...
Probably, yes, maybe. I actually don't remember, really.
All right.
Because I feel like every other year, you're like, oh, I'm buying a new laptop.
Yeah, but actually... Me actually doing it.
Okay. Kind of.
Western Echo, why so angry punch? You alright, bro? Because, here's why I'm angry. Because, like, the shit should have been there. The shit should be in the iTunes. It wasn't. Because Apple are cunts. That's plain and simple. Alright? It's just ridiculous. And then Lenovo, this just horrid piece of crap computer. The only computer I know where I get knocked off the internet for no reason, and it's not the internet. It's not Optimum, because everything else has a consistent internet connection without being knocked off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the Lenovo, which I didn't know how shitty they were until well after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
If I'd have known, and I blame stupid Singh, actually, because he's like, oh, you should get a dual core. Even though I was doing the Nerd Hour for months, on a single core with no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, not no problem. We had issues, but it's not like they were alleviated the second I got a dual core. And so now I've got to put up with this laptop. Just pissed off, because between that and iTunes, it just makes things frustrating. And today, none of the production being on there just kind of made things worse.
Mm-hmm.
So, it'll be fixed once we start pre-recording the shows, which will probably start next week. That way, the Nerd Hour will be on time. Maybe what I'll do is I'll think of something so that we can still get chat interaction.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how, because, you know. But we're definitely
figured out.
We're definitely going to go pre-taped. That's for sure, because that way, just it. That way, there's always a 2-hour episode. It's always on time.
I mean, we'll still do live episodes. I think it's just
we'll still do live episodes here and there. Mm-hmm. But it's gonna turn to mostly pre-taped, mm-hmm. and that'll be helpful. For example, on Comic-Con.
Yeah, because then we'll have something to play.
We'll have a live episode, and I'm going to talk to Hammy about taping a Brains Through that weekend too. So we've got something while we're in Comic-Con. Like it'll just help us more in the currently, and then we'll probably end up having to go back to live when. Actually, you graduated. That's right.
Yeah, I'm good.
You graduated, so yeah. We're for the time being, until shit's fixed up, it's going to be pre-taped. That way, we're never late.
Yeah.
And that
always on time.
Always on time.
Mm. Yeah, we never really have that many people in chat anyway, so it's sort of.
He said, "Well, that chat is booming tonight." I'm guessing he's talking Red Sox. Are you talking about the other station, or are you talking about this chat? Because it's like,
oh right,
yeah. Which you missed it, Ariel. During Brainstew, we decided to have the people in our chat go to that chat during the that show and act as members from Back to the Future.
All right.
It was amazing. So, again, sorry, we're starting this with a rant. We should be talking about good news, about the Comic-Con stuff. But I am just so tired of just shit with iTunes and shit with this computer. Maybe if I do end up investing in that MacBook, maybe if I do it sooner rather than later, maybe it will. Everything will be fixed, and maybe the program butt will work better. Maybe I'll be able to mix minus my stupid board that I got technically for $160, but technically for free 7 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just angry, guys. And we should be talking about cool stuff because it's in the nerd hour. But that just annoyed me with the. With the fucking production, because I just whatever. Fuck it. Back to Comic-Con. I can't wait too for because we also got to see when the panels are.
Yes. Well, mostly I usually my plan is like Friday is like my shopping interview stuff day, and then Saturday is my panels. I literally just sit in all the panels all day, and then Sunday is like shopping autographs.
It's gonna depend. I'm gonna try to save up some money for it, like enough to where I'm having one to 200 a day for mm-hmm. stuff. I think Friday.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna buy that much stuff like this year.
Oh, they want me to keep ranting about.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, no. Keep talking about computers.
Talking about computers. Well,
it's super interesting.
I think they just mean me being pissed off and ranting.
Probably
about stuff. You know what? We'll get back to Comic-Con, but while we're at the bitching, I still can't believe. Actually, before I keep getting to that, oh, I see. Dennis is being sarcastic again.
Yes.
Dick.
No. How could you tell?
Well, you never know with Dennis. You never know with him, with his.
I picked up on it.
Ukrainian sarcasm. Whatever. By the way, next week on Brain Stew, Gregory Khoroshevsky will be calling in. For those who don't know him, he is Dimitri from Orange is the New Black.
Sweet.
I've opened for him.
So, cool.
Because he's a local New Jersey comic. And the second I started watching Orange is the New Black, which, if you haven't seen it, amazing show.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. The second I saw that it was
it
him...
Is, yes. That's good.
And the second I confirmed it was him, right away I was just like, fuck yeah, I'm getting him on Brain Stew.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now the show is pretty hot, and it would just be beneficial to get him on. So, that's happening next week. And I just want to point out how annoyed I am at younger people. Like, the shit they're missing out on and refusing to watch because it's old to them.
Yeah.
They're just such idiots. And a reflect, like, Idiocracy is going to become a documentary down the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to, you know, like, here's what I was watching this week, because I have had so much free time because of no car, no job.
Mm-hmm.
There's been so much free time that I don't want to go crazy at all whatsoever. So I've been watching stuff on Netflix and Hulu.
Right.
And I've been watching, like, the old G.I. Joe cartoon, old episodes of Voltron.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. First off, even in Japan, animation was better back then.
Yeah.
Like, it's just ridiculous now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's over the top. The eyes are way too big. Like, on Voltron, they were kind of normal size, but not ridiculously huge like they are now on shows.
Mm-hmm.
The shows were darker and awesome. I mean, there was the Voltron movie, they called it, which was just basically the first, like, four episodes mixed together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hold on. We got Cornax calling in, so...
Mm.
Hi, Cornax.
Hi, guys.
What's up, buddy?
I just wanted to comment on the whole younger people not appreciating something because it's old.
Well, listen, you and Ariel are exceptions.
Well, no. It's not about that. It's about something in one of my old classes. One of my classmates said, I hate this movie. We were watching Casablanca. Why?
What?
Because it's in black and white.
Oh!
The two worst complaints that I hear from people about a movie are, it's black and white, or it's got subtitles.
Shut up. Stop being a pretentious fucking asshole.
No, you know what? That's not even being pretentious.
No, it's just being a dick. It's being a dumb fucking idiot, and I hate everything, and it makes me really mad.
Because color's so better. Yeah, there's a color version of Casablanca, and it's terrible.
It's not better.
It's horrible. Oh, God forbid that they couldn't... that color film wasn't invented yet.
God forbid you read.
Yeah, God forbid you have to read words, because the movie was filmed in a foreign language. Not everywhere speaks Murica talk.
I actually prefer foreign language movies to have subtitles.
Yeah, because the dubbing is usually ridiculous and distracting. Especially when you see someone saying, oh yeah, no, I'm fine. Meanwhile, their lips are moving a lot more, which means that there was a lot more words.
Yeah, like
I like it because it's much closer to the original intended script.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't watch Pan's Labyrinth if it was dubbed. I'd only watch it with subtitles.
Yeah, and for example, when I finally saw The Devil's Backbone.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Really good. It partially would have been ruined if it was dubbed.
I think the only time you should have, like, pure subtitles for something that's foreign, and I'm not talking about, like, anime series where some fans are like, dub versus sub, I'm talking about the schlocky OVA type things that are just ultra violent and stuff. Because if you have the original language, it's just sort of going to be mediocre. If you have the terrible dubbing in there, it makes it phenomenally hilarious.
Listen, Kung Fu movies dubbed. Always. Because they're fantastic with the dubbing. All right? But like Seven Samurai, for example. I don't want to watch that with dubbing. I don't want to watch it dubbed. I don't want to watch, for another example, the original Solaris. I don't want to watch it with dubbing.
No, that you want subtitles.
But any Jackie Chan movie from China, I want to see dubbed. Any pre-America Bruce Lee movie, I want to see dubbed.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's... And... I'm going to bring back an old Target story.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you know this customer, Ariel, but this woman was a regular. I'll just preface it by saying she was borderline white trashy with dyed blonde hair.
Okay.
You just described half of the middle-aged women from Florida.
Yeah, well, yeah. We live in New Jersey, so. Now, Ariel, you may have seen this woman. Because she shopped there a lot.
Okay.
And one day, she was pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
Because she bought the orphanage.
Oh my God.
She was pissed off.
Because it was foreign language?
Because it was foreign, it wasn't in English, but the packaging was in English.
Are you fucking
How much
you
fucking look at the back?
And she was annoyed at Target and the producers because she said it was false advertising.
Really?
No, that's
oh.
not... All right, you want to know something I do? Every time I get a film,
I turn them
back and I look at the languages and subtitles.
Yep.
And mainly I just do that because I like foreign language films in that foreign language with English subtitles.
Or how about this? Look at who's directing. If it's Guillermo del Toro and it's not a big budget or huge property movie.
Read it. You know what it is. Oh, set in this area? Okay. Are they speaking English or Spanish? Oh, they're speaking Spanish? Okay.
But no,
my question is,
how does this bitch even know what the orphanage is? Or did she just randomly think, yeah, I'll pick this up?
She probably was like, oh, it looks creepy. Let me get this.
You know what it is? I think because they mentioned one of his movies that were U.S. produced. Mm. So she, or because I think Pan's Labyrinth had a dubbed version.
Yeah, it's on my DVD. I think you can watch it dubbed or subtitles. I only watch it with subtitles.
No, you know, it wasn't even that. It was because the package was in English. She expected it to be English language.
Pan's Labyrinth is in Spanish, and it's the English title, just so you know what it is.
Like, she was really pissed.
She should have gotten fucking punched in the face.
She should have gotten over it. Or she should have read the package, like Cornax said, and...
She should be prevented from having children.
Or when she realized it wasn't in the proper language, pick up the package... Look at it, realize, oh, okay, it's not in this language. Okay, I'll see if they have another one. If they don't, just return it, get another film.
Yeah, I thought about this, Cornax, because you've got a few Criterion movies also. If The Orphanage, that copy, were Criterion, and she got pissed like that, I would have probably snapped. Because they put right on the package, big enough to see, what the audio is.
They do. It's so bothersome. It's just because people don't bother to read. Like, they just don't bother...
They're lazy.
They work into things. They just want it handed to them.
What was that, Cornex?
I'm part Criterion, part Kino Video.
I'm guessing Kino does that too, where it's big enough where you can see.
Yeah, Westerhagen brings up a good point. He actually says stupid people tend to blame everyone else for their own stupidity.
Yeah, and she was dumb. Like, you could tell she was fucking dumb. Because, again, she... Oh, it's English. No, they're going to put Spanish language when it's distributed in an English-speaking country or English-speaking region. How fucking...
It says what it is in the audio.
Literally does. All she has to do is read the packaging.
Literally, all you have to do is turn over the package. Oh, this is what it is. Turn it over. It's in a large box. It's not impossible to find.
Again, we're not even touching on the fact that... the other complaint we had about what someone said, why they didn't like old movies. We're sticking on the subtitles for now. Because, like, and this happens a lot. And listen, I used to avoid subtitles just because I wasn't used to them. But you know what I ended up doing? I got used to them. Because, listen, sometimes the subtitles move quickly. I get it. But if you train yourself and put the...
Get over it.
And say, listen, I'm going to have to read it. Because you can still get the scene in and read. It's not hard.
No,
and if you can't, if the subtitles go away too quickly, there's a pause button.
There's a pause and a rewind.
It's this astounding invention. It lets you press a button and go back in the past and stop time.
You can, yeah, could you imagine stopping time for real? But still, you can
stop. Oh my God. It's like that movie Clock Stoppers. And I can do that with that movie too.
You can stop time in Clock Stoppers.
Never even saw that movie. I just remember it from like the commercials from like 2001.
Oh, I know. I was just stating, but
I've seen it.
How bad is it? Pretty bad.
It's not great.
If you can't, what's
one of those Nickelodeon movies that came out in like the early 2000s, like late 90s? So.
Yeah. What's your echo?
Like, yeah.
Wait, let me guess. Dennis said something very smarmy and sarcastic?
Yes. He said, if you can't follow the subtitles, perhaps you should go back to grade school. And again, like, I give you watching one movie of subtitles where you can say that you're not used to the subtitles because, like, if you're not trained to read subtitles, the first time's going to be awkward. But after the first time, it's not awkward. You can do it.
First time was Godzilla.
Yeah, you can do it. White trashy lady with the
What do they do when, like, if somebody's speaking another language in an produced movie. Like, if you're watching, like, a spy movie and they're speaking another language, oh, God, I can't watch this part.
Yeah. And, by the way, to show you how white trashy this one was, she reeked of menthols.
Of course.
But, legit, like, so pissed that it wasn't in English in the packet. Like, how can you be that dumb? I have a bunch of movies that are foreign language that have English print on it. Like, and just like if the movie that's in English, like, say, The Avengers, it's not going to be printed in English in Italy.
I'm just going to point this out. Aside from watching Godzilla with subtitles the first time around, you know what I also did with the original Japanese language? I turned the subtitles off.
Yeah.
What you'll find is you might not understand a word they're saying, but if it's a beautifully done or just a fun movie or a great movie, those emotions will travel beyond the words.
Yes, and here's the big reason too why.
Wait! Are you telling me that actors can act and emote, and you can pick up on the themes based on their emotions?
Yes. Although I did watch one movie where even though they were speaking in the native language, I could tell the actress's acting was very wooden.
Oh, what movie was this?
Oh, I was watching Mercury Man.
I've not seen that.
It's a terrible schlocky Thai film.
Then I will not be watching it.
Like, here's an example, a recent example of movies that are foreign that I've been watching, and I will refuse to watch dubbed. A lot of the French New Wave, for example.
Yeah.
It's another example of why I can't stand dubbing in a regular movie. Like I said, Kung Fu, fine. Anime, whatever.
Anime, it's, you can't tell.
Yeah.
So that's why I always watch it dubbed, just because it's just easier for me.
The problem I have in dubbing with, like, most movies, though, is the fact that... The fact that... You don't know whether the people dubbing it got the translation as well as it should be.
Yeah, well, usually it's pretty good on anime, so that's why I'm like...
Well, nowadays, you don't have that problem. Well, you don't have it as much.
Yeah.
The times when you really had to worry about that was, like, back in the 80s and stuff, and, all right, that's how you got, you know, someone set us up the bomb. All your base R belong to us. Mm. Yeah. I mean, that's video game, but still, that... You know. You don't have that as much nowadays.
Yeah.
And just, like, and there's a lot of examples of them just saying, well, I don't like what that translated to. We're going to make it a different tone, and we're going to have it, like, saying this. And which happened in Godzilla.
Final Wars.
But also Godzilla.
Oh, yeah. Because, oh, no, I know that. But there was one line where it was like, because it's half American actors and half Japanese actors. You have, you know, the Japanese guy in the room with two of the lead ladies. And the American guy goes in and goes, lucky bastard or something like that.
The American guy who is actually Don Fry, MMA fighter.
Yeah. And one of them is just sort of, he moves on, doesn't really address it that much. And goes, this is blah, 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 blah. The American one is, it's not what you think, sir.
and here's the other thing too with the subtitles and just and old movies in general. You're missing if you refuse to because of two stupid reasons. You're missing out on an amazing experience. And, you know, and I've said this before. I'm a huge movie. I love film. I think that's been explicitly expressed between here, Brain Stew, and every other show that I kind of whore myself onto.
You are a shameless whore.
I am. I really am. By the way, Ariel, there's three MLR shows that I haven't... Live shows that I haven't called in.
No.
Only three.
Only?
Jerk.
Well, you can't really help the Fifth Circle. That hasn't been around for months.
Yeah, but I've been on the Fifth Circle.
Go with the joke.
Oh, good point. Well, technically I have, though, because Royce and Falcone was on that slot. See? That's how we do. What was I going to say? But, and when it comes to film, I'm kind of a traditionalist in a way. Like, as fun as watching CGI-laden movies is, I love non-CGI special effects. That's, I think, one of the reasons why I was a big fan of the Evil Dead remake.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's why I got into movies.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I got into a movie, to be a movie buff. I saw an interview with Tom Savini, and then I started buying schlocky horror films, which led to classic horror films, which led to just classic films in general.
You ever notice that people who become movie buffs started out in horror?
Oh, yeah, probably.
It's true.
Like, well, it's because we start appreciating like the weird, crappy stuff, and it's all fun and exploitive. And then you hear of, you get to know the people who made those movies, and you find out, oh, this is the stuff that inspired us. And you look that up. And then you look up all the other stuff that was around that time, and just all this classic film, and it just, oh, you get an appreciation for art.
Hmm. And I'm sorry, just quickly, before we go back to this, because I just noticed something awesome. They're already putting up, they put up some guests for the October Chiller Theater.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
The guest of, the special guest, Weird Al Yankovic.
Nice.
We've got Katie Sagal is going to be there Friday and Saturday.
No, really?
And so is Kim Coates of Sons of Anarchy.
Ooh.
Scott Wilson, who plays Herschel on The Walking Dead. Which means he's probably going to be killed off because he's doing these conventions now. Peter Fonda.
Did you just say Peter Fonda?
Yep.
Peter, holy crap, how the mighty have fallen.
Peter, well, I mean, come on. It's very late in his career now. Let's not give him shit for it. Eric Anderson from Friday the 13th, The Final Chapter, which is not as big of a name as the two I just mentioned, I know. I hate when their site does this. It refreshes. Gilbert Gottfried is going to be there.
See if you can get him speaking his natural voice.
That probably is his natural voice. He's probably done
It really isn't.
He's probably done the fake voice so much that is his natural voice now.
Okay, that's a good point.
Melanie Kinneman from Friday the 13th 5, The New Beginning, is going to be there. Pepper from American Horror Story.
Oh, yeah.
Naomi Grossman. And then Cornax, here's some you'll like. Marty Wright, a.k.a. The Boogeyman. Lita. Which I might try to go to that just to try to get an interview with her.
And then squeeze her boobs.
Well, no, I wouldn't want to piss CM Punk off.
Why? Then you can have a bruise on your face and tattoo that on your face and say, this is where CM Punk punched me.
I just would, it would, first off, she'd probably punch me.
Then you can tattoo it and say, this is where Lita punched me. And then tattoo the other one and say, this is where CM Punk punched me as well.
I'll say that's where I got the GTS. But that's actually pretty good. But anyway, back to movies. Sorry. I just saw that and I wanted to point that out. That I may have to try to get that and interviews with Katie Sagal and Kim Coates for that weekend. Now, the black and white thing annoys me too. Because if you think about it, if someone doesn't like black and white, aside from
then they just don't like colored folks.
Yeah. Aside from the pre-color movies,
360 on 420 Sundays, yeah, and Thursdays from midnight to whenever.
Yeah, that's right. Half a ball. So anyway, not only are they missing out on the pre-color movies that have been out, which there are some masterpieces, like on the waterfront, for example.
Oh, such a good movie.
Like, I don't know if Ariel's being sarcastic or not.
No, I'm not. Actually, it is a really good movie.
It legit is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Like, honestly, and I knock it a lot, but Citizen Kane is also really fucking good.
It's a really good movie from a filmmaker.
Anything like Orson Welles is phenomenal.
I think it's Don Quixote. That film was weird and yet lovely, and too bad it wasn't finished.
And this person in your class, Cornax, is also missing out on Eraserhead.
Yep, there is that.
Also missing out on Raging Bull.
Yeah. Like, even now, like...
Clerks?
These, yeah, black and white movies, like, even modern.
Yeah. And by the way, if this classmate's a Christopher Nolan fan, I guess she didn't like Following. Or half of Memento.
It was a guy.
A guy? Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. All right, well, this guy. This, oh, God, just idiots in bunches. Like, and sometimes black and white's better than color.
Well, there was actually a study that I brought up to this guy, that researchers put people down and played one movie twice, one a horror film, two movies twice, one a horror film, one a comedy. They showed it in black and white and color, each one. They said the horror film was scarier in black and white, and the comedy was funnier in black and white.
Yep. And, like, look at some of the classics. The
Three Stooges! Yep. That's funny as shit! But and I've seen the Three Stooges in color, and while they still, you know, obviously it was around the time they toned it down, but still, it just was weird.
Same with March of the Wooden Shoulders.
Shoulders?
Soldiers, sorry. I was also reading something Dennis put in chat in the JJ Stoner voice. Just trying to do my show, guys.
Just trying to do my show, guys.
Shoulders.
Shoulders.
Why don't you talk more about March of the Wooden Shoulders? Because March that sounds like an interesting film.
March of the Wooden Soldiers, jerk.
I'm just imagining a bunch of arms with legs attached to the wrist. No. Like they still have the hand, but on the sides of the wrist you have two legs walking bow-legged.
I don't like the fact that Cornax has suddenly developed a sense of humor. But
you stole my gimmick of being the angry fat dude who doesn't get laid. I'm going to steal your gimmick of being the funny fat dude on Nerd Hour.
Hey, listen, that's not a gimmick. That's real life. All right? The fat, angry fat dude who doesn't get laid. That's not your gimmick, just your gimmick. That's your gimmick and Brain Stew's gimmick.
He didn't choose the gimmick life. The gimmick life chose him.
Exactly.
Ooh.
It's like the sorting hat in Harry Potter.
Just like, I didn't choose the thug life.
Like and this dude, wait, you're gonna steal the gimmick of being Ariel. Funny guy on hashtag funny guy.
I'm the funny guy on
Dennis, asshole. Yeah, but she's not fat, which is what Cornax also put in there.
Also not a guy.
Also not a guy. But, like...
Maybe he's implying that I'm more of a man than you.
Shut up, Dennis. I burned him like a Chernobyl when the nuclear power plant...
Oh, go get crushed by a meteorite, Russian.
Go fight Rocky, Dennis. So...
He'll be the bad guy in Red Dawn.
Yeah.
Dennis couldn't win a fight with Rocky Dennis.
I don't know. Well, maybe Rocky Balboa now. Like, yeah. Oh, we're supposed to believe that 60-year-old Rocky Balboa hung toe to toe with Mason Lyon Dixon. Good storytelling, Stallone. Maybe that should be one of my things to ask him or tell him at the interview. After I'm done asking him questions about Jason Statham's junk and ass. Obviously not, but still, I may throw one in there.
Just... So as a film fan, I have to tell you, it is such a tragedy that your son died and that you didn't.
Oh! Oh!
That's terrible.
If I really wanted to not have...
No, I would... No.
If I really wanted to be escorted away and told to not put the interview up, that's what I would ask. Because, yeah, his son was awesome.
His son did amazing things for film. He brought over a bunch of films, and just
most of the foreign horror movies from Europe, especially, were put out by Grindhouse Distribution. That company was half started by Sage Stallone.
I know. It was like, what was the company's name? Blood something, Bloodstone, or
something like that. Oh, God, Jesus Christ, Cornax, that would be hilarious to ask, but I know I wouldn't, because, again, like, I would want the interview to actually be played. Hogan's the one I may be a dick to.
Oh, Terry. I'm taking Dark Fox's whole thing of calling him Terry now, because fuck him.
Oh, fuck Terry. Fuck Terry and his... Two tanned asshole. You alright, Cornax, buddy? And it was Grindhouse releasing, by the way.
Oh, wow. Why didn't I get Blood something?
That was the one with the title card that I'm going to post in chat now. That was his company. But, yeah. Just Oh, God. Just, and people like, oh, though they should have just put it in color. No, because some people could, like, George A. Romero and Kevin Smith, pretty sure were on a budget. They, you know, like, and when it's your first movie, you can't wait to do it, you know?
I hate that whole put it in color thing or transfer it. I've seen color transfers.
They suck.
It's one thing if it was filmed both in color and black and white the same time so you could get something. We try to color it 30 or 40 years after the fact, and it's like that really washed out yellow and green and everything.
It looks retarded. It literally looks like someone took one of those clear cells and crayoned it.
And here's why it's also stupid. Because if you do color it with the exact colors, a lot of those colors aren't meant to represent what it looks like in real life. No, it's because once it goes into black and white, this shade of yellow will look great here because it'll make it pop in a certain way. If you put that shade of yellow on an actual color film, it's going to look like shit. It's going to look like someone took an irradiated piss all over the wall.
There's an example of colorizing an old black and white movie. It looks awkward. That's from Night of the Living... Huh?
People, yeah, who are not in chat, there's a still Night of the Living Dead when they recolored it.
By the way, the Walking Dead pilot episode,
better in black and white.
Amazing in black and white.
I wish the show was just in black and white.
I get why it's not. I understand that.
I understand too, but I feel like it would be so much even
the
more...
The reason why is because of the fickle assholes we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it would be so much more effective.
Oh, man. Here's another still.
Also, I wish Darabont had never left. But.
Actually, no, this isn't from the original. That's from the second version.
Also, I wish that show was better, but...
Oh, shit.
It makes me mad. It's just like, it could be, and people call it the best, and it's like the newest, the best thing ever, but it's just like, it could be so much better.
Well, it's still awesome, despite thinking it could be better, so.
It's fine,
She's pissed. This is a sore subject for her.
It is, it just makes me so mad.
Now Ariel can be the angry one.
I'm tired right now too, so I'm not like super...
She's cranky.
Yeah, I'm more cranky about it, but it's just like...
Oh,
I just don't understand. Like, you have the source material, and you can't translate it properly? Like, I don't understand, like, why do you need to go down every fucking other avenue? Like, I get you want to make it surprising, I get you want to do that. Sure, fine, let's explore other topics, let's explore other characters. But don't, like, ignore the characters that are already present, that are important down the line, and then just kill them off for shock value or because the fans don't like them. Fix the fucking character.
Either that or pull a soap opera and have their face change.
She was cloned.
Or have them get punched in the face, and then you have someone who's not really experienced in plastic surgery going, I think I fixed her up.
No.
Different actress.
It's just like, it bothers me because there's like, they ignore important things that come up later and for the sake of shock value, or this is testing muscle, let's keep this going. Like, but it doesn't make sense logically. Like, even in storylines, like, they're just like, let's keep doing this, but it doesn't make sense. And for every
Side for the Rick's hand thing.
Oh, what? God.
She's on Nostra Stoner's side for the Rick's hand thing.
He should have gotten his hand chopped off.
It's getting to the point where now if they, like, I'll get annoyed if they don't chop
Andrea shouldn't have died. He should have gotten his hand chopped off. But for every excellent episode you have, like Clear, which was one of the best episodes of that show ever, you have the 9 other episodes. Anyway, I'm sorry, what were you saying?
It's getting, like, I don't care if he gets his hand chopped off, because they've already established that it's different, it's going to be different from the comic, which, you know what, it should be, because we shouldn't expect what's going to happen. But...
I understand that.
But, it's getting to the point where I'm like, can they just fucking chop his hand off just to shut JJ Stoner up? Just if for no other
I'm
reason.
I'm just trying to do my show, guys. I really think my impression sucks.
If just for no other reason, so I don't have to hear, well, Punchy, I like the show now, but I swear to God, if they don't cut that hand off, I'm done.
No, but like, that's like, just that's one of a small minor issue, but it's not even like that. It's like, the governor, honestly, to me, in the show, for every small things that made him a little more intimidating and scary, it wasn't as effective.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they didn't want to have him actually raping a bitch on screen.
But I understand that, but, like, there's a degree, like...
Like, there's some shit that they could get away with doing that's from the comic, but there's some shit they couldn't.
What bothers me is, in the logic of that finale literally makes no sense. Like, okay, you went and attacked this prison. Oh, it didn't work out. Now you're going to kill everybody in your camp, and not one of them, who all had guns, by the way, is going to take a shot at you?
Well, here's the thing, though, because I think they established the fact that most of the people who had the guns weren't really fighters, and despite the fact that they had...
Okay, but if somebody has a gun, you have a AK-47, he has a machine gun, and he starts shooting people. You have this, you're not going to shoot back?
Yeah, but...
Even you have to pray he has a bag of Skittles, too.
Here's how I explain this, Ariel. Every person...
Shitty writing, that's how I explain it.
No. Every person on this world has one mental choice that they make. Fight or flight.
Okay. If somebody is shooting at you, then even if you are running, you are holding a fucking gun.
Or at least a bag of Skittles.
Fucking shoot back.
And yes, they did tone his character down a lot, but they kind of had to.
Even then, no, he should have been way scarier. What bothers me most of all is just the other characters that they ignore and they fail to develop, and just because the fans don't like them, they're just like, okay, just kill him off.
I don't see why they didn't pull like a sort of Hannibal, Silence of the Lambs, you know, like how...
Yeah, he should have been more Hannibal Lecter if you wanted him to be an intelligent and intimidating villain.
Well, no. What I mean is, why can't I remember the third movie, the one with the
what, Red Dragon?
The pigs and the stuff.
Oh yeah.
Hannibal.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they do something like that? Because they changed it from the book.
Yeah, but like
there weren't the pigs.
There wasn't any, like, there was a little bit of the zombie fighting. There wasn't anything, like.
And that was the second movie, but like the third chronologically.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, they humanized the character for his character for the TV show. They talked about that in The Talking Dead. Yeah,
sure, but he should still be scary.
I don't,
and he was in certain episodes, but it's just like it was so hit or miss. And
I think we'll see what happens next season.
I know. I'm just. It's honestly, I am at the last straw with it. Like.
Because there's most of those people going to that prison are going to be killed during the final push.
That's, and I'm like, it doesn't make sense. Like, it just, storyline-wise, it just didn't.
I just think they wanted to stay at the prison longer.
That's fine, but even then, it could have been done way better. Andrea, that's what I think what pisses me off. Like, I know she sucked as a character on the show, but she should not have been killed off yet. Because they could have fixed that.
Well, then there are some things that were changed because the creator of the comic specifically says, yeah, I want to change some things.
Yeah, I think he signed off on everything. And I'm sure there are things that he would have done differently back then if he
but
knew.
But Andrew's still alive now and is in a relationship with Rick.
Yeah, alright. Well,
in the comics, like, that's, come on.
Regardless, I think he just wants to keep people on their toes.
I understand that, like, but Game of Thrones does it, and they still follow the story. Like, look at Game of Thrones, okay? Like, they will kill all these characters. It's still shocking to people, and people who have even read the books know it's coming, and they anticipate it, and are like, okay, and you're ready for it, and then it's a different thing to see versus reading, and it's still harder, it still sucks when you watch it, and you're like, oh, it's still, like, shocking. So I don't understand why, like, I understand you want to shock the audience, but, like, there are people who have read it and people who haven't read it, and people who have read it, like, still are anticipating certain things, so even we know this character's gonna die.
Yeah.
It's still satisfying when it happens. Even if you know it's coming, it's still interesting and shocking.
Yeah.
So that's why the argument is invalid to me.
And by the way, Cornax, we're going to keep you on tonight, so don't go anywhere. No.
Sorry, I just had to move out. Well, people coming home late from home.
There's a lot of background noise.
Yeah, that's, why that's why there's a ton of background noise right now.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Sorry.
It's fine. No, but, like, that's what's bothering. Like, so I understand you want to keep your audience, like, oh, maybe they'll die, maybe they'll live, but, like, the argument doesn't make sense because look at Game of Thrones. Again, like, I'm going back to it, but, like, look at it. Like, you know who's going to die. You can look on the internet and see who's going to die. When it happens, it still is just as interesting and just as, like, oh, like, every time.
Good point. I mean, you know.
So it doesn't make sense for them to just kill off these characters. Like, oh, it's going to shock the fans. Like, okay. But now you're eliminating other story possibilities that have already happened in the comic books that we are kind of looking forward to seeing.
There's a problem with shock just for shock's sake.
And that's what I feel like they're losing it into. Because they're like, oh, we're like this and this happening, zombies. Like, and you're like, okay, what happened to the actual characters?
All right. You're making a good point here.
Swaying. This is like, that's the problem, is like, I feel like it's getting more focused on zombies and this and this and this, and less on characters we like and stories we want to see.
Hmm.
And like things just because they want to shock.
In the universe, that could be the case, but yeah, I don't know.
Like, sorry. It's not what? It's just, it's not, like, I'm not trying to, like, shit all over the show, but, like, what I'm saying is just, like, it could be loads better if you stuck to those certain avenues that you know you have to go down. And if you just bothered to, like, follow the source material a little more closely. Not even perfectly, just closer. You have those storylines that fans are going to want to see. They're still going to want to watch. People who haven't read it are still going to be shocked and surprised. And people who have already read it are going to be excited that this is happening. Like, we read the prison stuff, or you read the prison stuff, and you were excited for all the stuff that was happening, even if, like...
Even if you were disappointed in the lack of prison rape.
Yeah. Like, what I'm saying is, like, you knew, like, Lori was going to die, but you were like, oh, this is exciting, because if they do it this way, people who haven't read it are going to lose their shit. And it's going to be awesome. And you're like, yes, I've already seen it, but it's going to be so much different to see it in a moving visual medium with an actor.
Yeah.
Even though you see it on the panel, it's completely different on screen. So, like, you know this is going to happen. You know Lori's going to die in the prison. But then you're like, oh, this is what's going to, like, it's going to be so much better. And the way they handled it on the show was good. What I'm saying is, like, you know the prison raid's coming, and you're excited for the prison raid, and then you get that because they're trying to be like, oh, we're doing something different. Like, that's bullshit. Like, with the prison raid.
Yeah.
The raid is what I'm saying. Like, you get that. Like, and versus what you got on the panels. And you knew it was coming, and you were excited for it. And then that happens.
Alright. You know. Again, legit point. I mean.
So, going back to sort of how the comparison to the Game of Thrones argument. Like, I'm reading the book. Like, I know this fight's gonna come. And then you actually get to see this fight. It's awesome. And yes, it's a book versus a comic, so you don't have those panels, but, like, it's the same thing. Like, you're visualizing, okay, this is cool, this would look cool, this is what's going to happen. There's still blanks you're filling in, regardless of just seeing panels. So, that's, like, it's a different thing. Like, you're like, oh, I'm excited for this storyline, I'm excited for when Tyrese shows up and stuff like this happens, and then they don't do any of that. Because they want to keep readers also, like, surprised. So they don't do any of that storyline. It sucks.
I think with the novel, there's a bit more excitement because, like you said, you have to visualize it yourself. And there's sort of this idea of, well, let's see how this director visualizes that scene.
Yeah. But
whereas with the comic, because it's a visual medium with a comic, people are going to be struggling to say, like, all right, now I want to shoot it, but I also want to keep it so that it looks like the panel.
Well, even then, you're still filling in blanks in a comic book. Like, because it's not every little movement, like, unless it's, like, really an important movement. So, like, if somebody's moving like running, it's you're filling in blanks. So it doesn't have to be the exact, like, it's just, what I'm saying is, like, you know this storyline is going to come, you know this scene is going to happen, you're excited to see that scene, and then they don't do it because they want to shock non-readers, or readers. It's kind of annoying because you want to see it.
Yeah. And we're going to take a break, and then we'll continue on after this break. Cornex, stay on.
Okay.
Because this is actually, you're making for good discussion, so... You know.
That's the first time I've heard that. This, wear some wood. Knock. Ow, ow. I have a bruised knuckle. Ow.
Don't push your lock, buddy.
Ow.
So we're going to be back. I actually, the reason I wasn't talking much during this Walking Dead discussion was because I was putting together a break. So, we'll be back. Nerd Hour. Listen to it. Be right back.
Yeah.
Masters of None. Comedy podcast that doesn't suck. Now live on morelikeradio.com, Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Hey, what's up? It's Mike.
And Jay.
And Art.
And we are the newest podcast on the More Like Radio Network, Masters of None. Check us out. And I guess we have to tell you a little bit about what the show's about, right?
We're on Sunday nights from 9 p.m. till 10 p.m. Eastern, and you can check out all our old episodes on iTunes. And what we do is we pick a topic every week, and we kind of debate stuff and pop culture, and we have some special celebrity guests as well that aren't usually books. Tell them, Art.
Yeah, we got Christopher Lloyd on the show. We had Chris Hardwick, Doug Stanhope, Bobcat Goldthwait. Check out mastersofnone.com to see all of our cool guests we interviewed.
And follow us on Twitter and Facebook as well at Masters of None.
We are the podcast that doesn't suck.
Except for Art.
Except for Mike.
Except for Art.
Dicks.
For more, check out Masters of None on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook, and also at mastersofnone.com.
First, there was Hippo Juice. Then Ham Radio.
Lust in Love. Daytime Divas.
And live from the morgue.
And now?
The Sully Show!
Join me, Sully,
JT,
Danielle, and Greg
every Sunday, noon to 2 on morelikeradio.com.
Not only did they sign us, they put us out in public.
Yay.
Hey folks, Marianne here from Lust and Love Radio and Daytime Divas. I don't know about you, but I'm just obsessed with fun and unique t-shirts. That's why I shop at tfury.com. T-Fury is a place where you will find amazing tees at amazing prices. It's pretty simple. One new super limited edition tee every 24 hours for $10. $10! Once it sells out, that tee is gone. When they say gone, they mean gone, never to be sold again at T-Fury. So if you see something you like and it hasn't sold out yet, you better grab one fast before you're shit out of luck. Go to tinyurl.com/MLRTees, that's MLRTEES, and grab your t-shirt today.
It was just an hour ago that the incident took place.
We have just learned that Father Huber, one of the two priests called into the room, has administered the last sacrament of the church to President Kennedy. We just have a report from the High Court of Dan Robert that he has confirmed that President Kennedy is dead.
We have failed to ask. Convince ourselves that this
once taught a German shepherd how to bark in Spanish. Bulls flat out refused to fight him. He once buried a time capsule full of things that hadn't happened yet. His bear hugs are actually hugs he gives to bears. He can't be bought, but his beard clippings have been known to show up at auction. He has never lost a sock. If he disagrees with you, it's because you are wrong. He is the most interesting radio station owner on the internet.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, it's Bud Light Platinum. Stay thirsty, my friends.
The Cousin Joe Show.
So this girl comes off the stage and on the ledge on the counter, squats down, and does like the ass squat, like she's humping the air, right? And her ass hit the shelf, the counter, whatever. And she went, like, ow. And now, you know me.
Did you start laughing hysterically?
No, he went to, like, try to catch her. Like, are you okay? That's definitely what he did. Like, oh, my God.
This is why Nick knows me longer than you.
Oh, my God, are you okay, baby?
I would have laughed at her.
I went, oh, my God.
Did you get a splinter?
I went, oh, my God, I have to save this poor stripper's ass.
Yeah.
Because she went back down to do it again. Uh-huh. So I put my hand underneath so she wouldn't smack her ass against it. She crushed. I thought I was going to catch her ass, but her ass slam my pinky into the corner of the counter.
Broke her finger from an ass slamming incident.
She had to have been Puerto Rican.
I felt all this warmth. She burst my finger open with blood. And right after that, she asked for a lap dance. And you know how I am in strip clubs.
You say yes right away.
Yeah. And I was trying to, I kept my left hand down, and I felt like the blood dripping down the floor.
Oh. Hey, baby, the second time I hit the ground wasn't that bad. What happened? Oh, it was just my pinky. It's cool though. We're all right. It's fine. Well, would you like a lap dance? Yeah, just hold on 1 second. I just need to get some cocktail napkins real quick. I'll be right with you in a moment, ma'am. I really do. No, please don't leave. No, it's just blood. It's not contagious. My hand looks like a boxing glove, but it's going to be okay if the touching rules still apply. We're going to be all right. We're going to be okay. Now, how much did you say it was? Oh, this fucking hurts. Ow. Oh, my God. Oh, God. This is like $40. Yes, that's okay. That's reasonable. I just want to know if... Oh, God. Is that man going to watch us the whole entire time? Or... Yes, okay. Thank you. Oh.
Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Yeah, that's right. We're back.
Hello.
From an apparently brutal ad break because all of my shit
Dear
is
God.
Ancient.
The ass slam promo.
Yeah.
That's older than Nigga called it a beverage.
Hey, listen, again. I haven't had to run a show in a while. So.
Drop. Bah.
Yeah. All right, drop by. But again, though, like I haven't had to do the Nerd Hour, and aside from that, I don't usually do breaks aside from the Nerd Hour, so I didn't think that I would need, you know, I didn't download any of the new ones because I didn't need them. Because usually Hammy was running it to the Nerd Hour because for a while, shit would just be getting just taken out whenever I would go on live. My computer would just fucking shit out. So I just stopped running the show. Because usually, at least if it goes out, I can just... Hammy and Ariel can talk, or Hammy, Ariel, and Royce can talk. And I can just fucking do the show. Come skying back in and do the show. So, that's why I haven't downloaded one, because I haven't had to. Now I'm going to have to, because either we're going to do it... Either we're going to pre-tape, or next week I think we're... I don't know, do you have anything that night next Friday, Ariel?
No.
All right, because I think we're going to try one more live show and try to have it be exactly at 11, just having me run the stream. And then if we get disconnected for whatever reason, then we'll just start pre-taping.
Okay.
I'd say that's fair. So we're back again. There's some casting news that we've missed because we haven't done a show. And the first one is the big one that we're going to spend probably most of the time talking about. Because, holy shit, just the utter pandemonium that's been going on since it happened.
Oh, yeah.
And that would be Ben Affleck being cast as Batman.
Fucking Boston jokes.
Boston jokes, people being bitter about Daredevil, which was
just
only...
Just calm the fuck down. Yeah.
Which, by the way, that was only partially Ben Affleck's fault.
No, there are a lot of problems with Daredevil, and honestly, if you watch the director's cut, it's not that bad.
Yeah, the director's cut's not that bad, but the theatrical version was horseshit, alright? You blame 20th Century Fox on that one.
Oh, yeah. Blame them.
You don't...
Also, you don't blame... Like, the acting on that, I would argue, is not the worst thing in there.
Yeah. Far from... Granted, he did too well playing a blind guy. I'll give people that. He was... But... By far,
that is not the worst thing about that movie.
Yeah, Ben Affleck has gotten much better since then.
Oh, yeah.
Leaps and bounds better. I think becoming a director has helped him out big time.
Definitely.
Because now he knows what to look for in an actor, so now he knows what to do as an actor.
Also, let's not forget that, like, this isn't the first time, like, where people freaked out about Batman shit.
Weston Echo, Colin Farrell was the best thing about that movie.
Yeah.
Weston Echo, that's because I, Cornax, I guess he dropped out. So call back, Cornax.
Mm-hmm.
Just call back. I'll put you on. I bet Weston Echo's like, Colin Farrell is dreamy, is what he's saying. Son of a bitch.
Well, anyway, but like, what I'm saying is like, you know, nobody wanted Michael Keaton as Batman. Nobody wanted Heath Ledger as the Joker. I mean, look what happened.
Wait, are we sure 100% that nobody wanted Michael Keaton as Batman?
Well, like, people didn't like the idea, like, or didn't really know. Like, they were like, why is he being cast?
Because he's Michael Keaton.
Yeah, but at that point.
Because Michael Keaton...
I'm saying, like, at that point, he was best known for, like, comedies and Beetlejuice and shit. Like,
you know the weird, and by the way, people, Daredevil was 10 years ago when it came out. He's done his time for that movie.
Right. Yeah.
Is he the best choice for Batman? Probably not. I think John Hamm's probably a much better choice. But he's done his time for Daredevil, so that shouldn't factor in. Alright? He deserves a shot to prove us wrong without everyone just flaming this decision left and right.
No, but you know what happens with nerds is that they just agree with something, they lose their shit.
Weston Echo's right. Bullseye was the only interesting character in the theatrical cut.
And the director's cut.
And the director's cut was the most...
Well, no, I mean, even Elektra was interesting in the director's cut.
Now, I heard that the reason they changed it that drastically was because they thought she was so good in the director's cut.
And they should have just left the director's cut.
Yeah, they should have just left it the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Cornax called back, but didn't call back. Oh, he got knocked off the line again.
Alright.
Anyway.
Well, we gotta end soon, because I am.
We'll give it a bit. Cornax is easy there, Kella. But, yeah, he deserves the second chance before being just crucified. But then again, remember when we talked about the way nerds talk about nerdy girls being fake? It's the same way. They just...
It's the mentality. It's the mentality of, like, something owes them something.
Yeah, they just think somebody...
It's the entitlement and, like, the bullshitty attitude.
Yeah.
Of, I don't like this, so I need to shit all over it.
Yeah, exactly. They do that a fuck ton.
Mm-hmm.
It's just annoying. Internet nerds are the worst because they just ruin everything. They can't enjoy shit. They gotta shit all over it.
Yeah, it's just like, it's like there's no room for enjoyment. They just ruin everything by being assholes.
They're always assholes, by the way. That's just always the fact. Now, another piece of casting in the Guardians of the Galaxy movie,
mm-hmm.
we have two.
Mm-hmm.
First off, they added Vin Diesel as Groot.
Mm-hmm.
Which could be fitting. It'd be fitting in the same way that Michael Clark Duncan was fitting as Kilowog and Green Lantern. And let's face it, Michael Clark Duncan would probably have been Groot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we talked about John C. Reilly being on the leader of the Nova Corps, Glenn Close being another Nova Corps character, Benicio del Toro as the Collector,
mm-hmm.
Demon Hanso as Korath.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, that's a name. That's a rough name to say. We had Karen Gillian as Nebula, Michael Rooker as Yondu,
mm-hmm.
Lee Pace playing Ronan the Accuser.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's from the goofy Twilight movies.
No, he's actually from Pushing Daisies, and he's also in The Hobbit.
I was about to say Pushing Daisies.
So.
He was also... Let me see if there's anything else he's been in that I might remember. Nothing else I remember. Anyway, he's playing Ronan the Accuser. Dave Bautista has been cast as Drax the Destroyer. I think Zoe Saldana has been cast for a while.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper, though, is the recent one. He's going to be Rocket Raccoon.
Yes.
Could be interesting. I mean, it's voice acting, so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a major. And this round of the cast, Chris Pratt as Peter Quill / Star-Lord.
Yes.
I don't know what to think about the casting. Because it's not bad, like it's not a horrible cast at all, and it's actually kind of good. But what weirds me out about the casting is I don't know what kind of angle they're taking with the movie.
Yeah.
Like, are they doing serious, or are they doing, like a comedic spin on it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, it's just weird to me. So, I'm going to have to wait till a trailer to figure that out.
Oh, yeah.
The next piece of casting news. Avengers, Age of Ultron, which is fantastic. That's going to be the next one.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait for that.
Now they've cast Ultron. Or at least the voice of Ultron, because I don't picture James Spader wearing an Ultron suit.
No, it's definitely just going to be a voice thing.
You might remember him from a bunch of movies, guys. Crash, The Watcher.
He was also on Lincoln. TV.
Which one?
He was also on TV. Wasn't he on Boston Legal?
He was in Wall Street. He was in Boston Legal. He's done Seinfeld for an episode. He's done a lot. And The Office. He was Robert California.
Mm-hmm.
So he is going to be Ultron. And pretty good casting. But then again, it's a Joss Whedon movie. He always casts to perfection.
Oh, yeah.
So, I find it odd, though, the only people listed as on the cast are Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, Mark Ruffalo, Chris Hemsworth, Samuel L. Jackson, and James Spader. So, does that mean we're not going to have Jeremy Renner and Scarlett Johansson?
I think we will.
I don't know, because I could see them replacing them.
With Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver?
Yeah.
No, I think they're at least going to make an appearance.
Possibly.
If anything. But I feel like, just because of the lack of Hawkeye in the first one, is probably he's going to add more.
Yeah, I could see that. But I think. But what sucks, though, is the fact that now they can't directly mention them being mutants.
Yeah, but at least we get them.
We get them, yeah. And it's going to be weird because we're going to get them in two different movies.
I know, but the cast for both of them is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen, it's supposedly going to be Aaron Johnson in The Avengers. And then it's Evan Peters in X-Men.
Yeah, Evan Peters in X-Men, who was Todd in Kick-Ass. So, basically, Quicksilver is played by two people from Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
There's no Scarlet Witch, though, in Days of Future Past.
Oh, yeah, I thought there was. The rumor was that they were going to have...
I guess there's no one cast as Scarlet Witch yet.
I know there was rumors, though.
Probably rumors, but since no one's cast...
And it was really good.
Yeah.
But I know the rumor was, at least for Avengers 2, it was really good casting. Like, I was, like, excited about that.
Yeah, Aaron Taylor-Johnson, kick-ass as Quicksilver, and then I don't know who they're going to pick for Scarlet Witch, though. But
Elizabeth Olsen.
Oh.
Was rumored, and I thought that was really good.
Please let that come true, because then she'll be in that and Godzilla next year. In the 2 year span. I can't wait for Days of Future Past, though.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
I also like the fact that they kept Jennifer Lawrence for Mystique and didn't bring in Rebecca Romijn Stamos, or Rebecca Romijn now.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jennifer Lawrence is a much better actress. I'm excited for Bishop. And I'm excited that they're bringing in Sunspot and Warpath, along with Quicksilver. They're bringing back Havoc, bringing back Colossus. Nicholas Holt is Beast. I mean, I wish they would have been able to also add Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
Also, Bryan Singer's directing, even though I think Matthew Vaughn had a better style. But Bryan Singer's still good. I mean, Bryan Singer's the guy who brought this franchise to movie dominance and is the reason why we're getting regular Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what Ellen, like, dude, if you look at this cast for X-Men Days of Future Past, there's some amazing actors on this. There really are.
Like, the cast is fantastic.
There's at least, let's see, 6, 7, 8. At least 8 people who would normally be the star of a movie in this movie.
Yeah.
Between McAvoy and Stewart, Fassbender, McKellen, Jennifer Lawrence, Hugh Jackman, Ellen Page, Halle Berry. Like, they're well known enough to star in their own movie. We get more. I got another message in chat while I'm making this point.
I'm getting tired.
Yeah. Mute is off, Cornax. I don't know why you can't hear us, but...
I don't know, but I need to go soon.
Yeah, don't worry. We're going to wrap up soon. I just want to get a little bit more. See if, I can't wait for this. It's going to come out in May 2014. It's going to be the movie that kicks off the 2014 movie year. In other news... that I recently found out. Apparently, if they do a Justice League movie, Ryan Reynolds is going to be Green Lantern. Like, they're not recasting.
Okay.
And they're actually possibly going ahead with a Green Lantern sequel. But they'll hopefully have their shit together.
Hopefully.
You know what? There was the other news, too. Other casting news that I forgot when we mentioned Ben Affleck. They've cast Lex Luthor.
Has that been confirmed?
Just about.
Just a rumor for a while.
Just about. And by the way, apparently Morgan Freeman was surprised about the casting of Batman.
Mm.
But... And I want to point out, too, why the fuck would Armie Hammer not want to play Batman? Like, I have no interest. It's just because the Lone Ranger sucked doesn't mean this is going to suck. Anyway, the rumor is, and I hope... There's 2 rumors currently going around about Lex Luthor. The first one that I read and was kind of, in a way, disappointed, not because of the actor, because he's awesome, but because of the fact that... Anyway, Mark Strong was one of the names mentioned to play Lex Luthor.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yes, that's awesome. But at the same time, I was like, oh, but he's a much better Sinestro.
Mm-hmm.
He was an awesome Sinestro. And then, the name that I really hope is the pick, Bryan Cranston playing Lex Luthor.
Which is good.
That would warrant the title of Amazeballs.
It did.
It definitely would. Imagine him just flipping out like Heisenberg, going after Superman and Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, like, people think they're gonna, it's going to be a fight movie. I think they're going to have one initial fight, and then it's going to be a team-up movie.
Yeah.
That's what I think is going to happen. I don't think it's going to be... I don't think it's going to be, like, them trying to do the Dark Knight Returns. Because
mm-hmm.
Ben Affleck's not that old to play the old Batman from Batman Returns, Dark Knight Returns. I think it's going to be not even acknowledging the ending of the Nolan trilogy and Bruce retiring as Batman. Ben Affleck's going to be Batman in his prime, is basically what he's going to play.
Yeah.
And something's going to bring either like Superman to Gotham or Batman to Metropolis. They'll have their initial fight. That'll end with Batman outsmarting Superman or Superman overpowering Batman. And then they'll realize that they're fighting the wrong people and that there's someone else that they're after. And then it'll become a team-up movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then Superman will figure out that the Batman is Bruce Wayne and blah, blah, blah. I think that's what's going to happen.
That'd be awesome.
That literally is the only way you can write a Superman-Batman crossover.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, like, their first meeting. Like, if it's just a fight movie, that's retarded.
Yeah.
But, of course, there's going to be an initial fight. So, any other comments on said possible, like, which one would be better, or...
I want Bryan Cranston as Lex Luthor, just because I think that's going to be the best thing.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Just based on Breaking Bad?
Mostly based on Breaking Bad.
Alone is just enough to...
Yeah, just that alone is enough to be amazing. Amazeballs.
Mm-hmm.
And, by the way, this is me blatantly killing time.
Yeah.
Because I'm finally getting an outro song, but...
Oh. I could find one.
I found one.
Oh, no, but play this, because it's awesome.
Uh-huh.
I found it.
Oh, we couldn't hear Cornax for some reason. I don't know why.
No. Yeah, I don't know what was going on, but... We're ending now, so...
We're ending now, because I'm tired. She's tired. I'm
so tired.
Oh, that's right, I have a shit-ass browser.
Hmm.
By the way, another complaint, my Google Chrome crashed.
Oh, awesome.
So, I've been using Torch. Which sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from... I just, you know, I mean... So now, I'm using this, and it's ridiculous. I hate it. I only like it for its torrent downloading. But, regardless, we're going to wrap up. You've been listening to The Nerd Hour. Heel Punchy on Twitter. Brain Stew Radio, Fridays, from 8 to 10. Well, 8 till this show. Also, I'm on 360 on 420, Thursdays and Sundays at midnight until whenever the fuck JJ decides to end, let's face it. Also, Tierney's Tavern, Sunday, September 8th, which I'm sure no one listening will go to anyway. I don't know why I'm mentioning it, but whatever. Whatevs. Can't wait. We will be at Comic-Con. Also, Nerd Hour Ariel on Twitter. Cornax357 on Twitter. Thank you for chilling on the show and being a third mic. And next week we'll be live, but if we go off without a hitch, we're basically going to keep going live with me hosting the stream until further notice. And, well, you know, until it goes with a hitch, once something fucks up, then we're going to just start pre-taping, just so everyone knows. Or if, for whatever reason, we can't do it on time, and we just decided to pre-tape anyway. So again, it's been fun. It's been the Nerd Hour. have a good morning, because it's late.